Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy 25th day of May. You've made it this far, only a few more days left. And today I am reading from Psalm 66 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. This is a psalm that is not attributed to David, so that's a little bit different. And this is what it says. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Because of the greatness of your power, your enemies will pretend to obey you. All the earth will worship you and will sing praises to you. They will sing praises to your name. Come and see the works of God, who is awesome in his deeds toward the sons of mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. Let's rejoice there in him. He rules by his might forever. His eyes keep watch on the nations. The rebellious shall not exalt themselves. Bless our God, you peoples, and sound his praise abroad, who keeps us in life and does not allow our feet to slip. For you have put us to the test, God. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid an oppressive burden upon us. You made men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet you brought us out into a place of abundance. I shall come into your house with burnt offerings. I shall pay you my vows, which my lips uttered and my mouth spoke when I was in distress. I shall offer to you burnt offerings of fat animals with the smoke of rams. I shall make an offering of bulls with male goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was exalted with my tongue. If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear, but God has heard. He has given attention to the sound of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his favor from me. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I just say, blessed be you, because you have not turned away my prayer or his favor from those listening today on this podcast. Lord, we need your favor. We need those answered prayers. We need to know that you hear us. We need to know that you're with us in the trenches of life. We need to know that when we stumble, you will pick us up. And we need to know that when circumstances run out of control, which they often do, that we have this solid rock to stand on, this firm foundation of truth and love and kindness and forgiveness. And we just thank you for that today. Lord, there are times when we are disciplined by you, and the psalmist points to that. And of course, he's referring to the exile, which is such a big part of the Old Testament. We see this great deliverance of the nation of Israel, and then we see them descend into idolatry, and the result of that idolatry, sacrificing their children on altars, all sorts of horrible, terrible things, was being sent into exile by the Babylonians. And Lord, you used that to humble them. You used that to test them. You used that to bring them to a new place of abundance, and that beautiful remnant came back. And so, Lord, help us not to despise the discipline of you. Help us to bend underneath it and to be trained by it. We did go through fire. We do go through water. Yet, this is what your word says. Yet you brought us out into a place of abundance. I pray that place of abundance over those listening today. Oh, Lord, we need that place of abundance. We've been in the place of deprivation for too long. And Lord, we need some abundance. And it, as we see it, and as we experience your abundance, and as we walk into your abundance, may we do so with praise on our lips. May we do so with joy and thanksgiving and gratitude. Lord, may today be a day we list the things we're grateful for. And when I do that, Lord, the outlook of the day changes. And maybe that's what brings that place of abundance, is our choice. Obviously, you bring it, but the choice to praise you for it, that's where it comes from. So, Lord, we thank you for the place of abundance by faith today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can go and support it at patreon.com/prayeveryday. At the $10 level, you'll receive a free painting digitally every month. And at $25, a secret podcast that nobody else gets where I talk about the things God's been teaching me. And at $100, we'll add you to this prayer loop that I'm on. So thank you so much for considering that. And thank you to all of you who support the podcast. Even $1 a month is a blessing. It helps pay for what William does and what Kristen does behind the scenes because they do work hard. So thanks for that. And I hope you have a great day.